Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Thursday, isn't it? No, it's not. It's Friday Eve, right? I just want to be clear on this. People, you know, people say Thursday, people get all bummed out. Like, yeah, we're so far. You say Friday Eve, it's like we're leading right into it. How great was it hearing Eileen Abbott back on the airwaves here at WRVA? I know this has nothing to do with anything, except I'm very proud of what my friend Charles is doing back there in the newsroom. And I brag on him. What the heck? I'll do it one more time. No, Jerm, you sit down. I am going to brag on him. Jeremy's like, he's had enough. His head's getting big. He's not going to fit in the newsroom. No, you sit down. Behave yourself. No, Charles just celebrated his second year, two-year anniversary here. News Radio WRBA, and has taken a newsroom that, in my opinion, because I've been here for 13 years and been involved with everybody who's been through that newsroom, he's taken that newsroom and just sort of turned it upside down and shaken it up and done great work. And now with Charles and Sarah Huffman, Eileen Abbott, I mean, what? We're cooking on all cylinders. All right, that's all I'm going to say. Now, let's get back to our pre-planned end of the world, except the hostages are coming home. I'm happy. I really am. I'm very, very excited about the prospect that these hostages are going to be released. You do know, in exchange, part of the exchange, that Israel will be releasing 2,000 prisoners. 2,000. In exchange for 20 living human beings and 20 bodies. All right. This is that moment where, quite honestly, the only thing you say is, it is what it is. Right? It is what it is. And I hate the idea of negotiating with terrorists and what have you, but it is what it is. And you could only see something like this with Donald Trump in the Oval Office. I know there are plenty of people that hate Donald Trump. Good Lord, I don't get it, but okay, you hate him. Even you folks, painful as it might be, even you folks are going to have to sit back and say, wow, he did it. He did it. And you know as well as I do, that doing that, bringing peace in any way, to the Middle East, is worthy of that Nobel Peace Prize. You know it and I know it. Question becomes, will the folks who give out the Nobel Peace Prize actually do what is right? You'll remember that they gave a Nobel Peace Prize to Barack Obama because apparently Barack Obama spelled his own name properly, right? Yeah. hadn't accomplished anything. Oh, well, that's not true. No, no, that's not true. He did tell us that the seas were going to stop rising because he had been elected president. Wow. Not much ego there, huh? Seas are still doing the same thing that the seas have always done, regardless of who is in the White House or not. And so Barack Obama, despite him proclaiming, this was the moment where my massive ego was fed, where my seat on high-paid boards of directors was solidified, and where Michelle and I make the money to purchase oceanfront property on places we keep telling the poor people. Keep telling them that those places will be underwater. But we're still going to spend $10 million on it because, well, we know better.
Okay.
President Trump is deserving of the Nobel Peace Prize. Make no mistake about it. Will he get it? I don't know. It is really, really tough to imagine that these folks who give out that prize will actually do the right thing. It is. It's difficult to imagine that they will do the right thing. You hope that they will. But their track record is at best spotty, right? It's true. It is spotty. Isaac Herzog, the president of Israel, with whom I met a couple of weeks back, spent some time with him. And yes, I did provide him with a delightful Am Yisrael Chai bracelet from my pal Emily Morrissey. I did. I got them for all of the members of our delegation to Israel. I got them for the leadership of Newsmax. And I got them for each of the folks in big offices, if you will, in Israel. So the Speaker of the Parliament, the Speaker of the Knesset, the President of Israel, Prime Minister of Israel. I mean, everybody got them. And then I got some extras and I gave them out to members of the IDF and the Israel police. But Isaac Herzog, politically speaking, could not be any more different than Benjamin Netanyahu. This is a very important thing to remember. Very important thing. Herzog, in fact, is a political enemy of Bibi Netanyahu. Herzog, in fact, really personally dislikes Netanyahu. How do I know that? Because he told me. Because he made that clear. And yet he has been united with Netanyahu for the last 2 years to win this war against Hamas and to get the hostages returned. Herzog, politically speaking, could not be further away from Donald Trump. And yet, he today, on record, saying President Trump deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. Only Trump could do this. Even leftists over on, what are they calling MSNBC today? Is anybody keeping track? Jerm, make a note of this, please. Somebody needs to be assigned to monitor. No, they don't actually have to watch or listen to it. I'll still do that. But somebody needs to just follow what the heck the official name is for MSNBC. Because they're changing it, right? They don't. That well, NBC didn't want to be associated with them anymore. I don't. You know, fault their judgment. It's a terrible operation, but they are changing their name. But somebody needs to keep track of that. But even some folks on MSNBC this morning, believe it or not, giving credit to President Trump, acknowledging that only Trump could do this, and that it was his business connections in many ways that helped pave the way. In fact, it was the business relationships that many within the Trump administration have that helped pave the way for this. What does that tell you? Tells me that when some wandering life-size puppet like Joe Biden tells us. You know, I know all the people of the world. I know all the leaders. I've been dealing with them for 50 years. That's why they'll listen to me. No, that's exactly why they didn't listen to you. They did know you, and they knew what an absolute, utterly, grossly incompetent boob you were. And so, no, they did not deal with you because they had no respect for you. In fact, the more the people knew you, the less the people liked you. President Trump comes riding in and says, hey, I know a lot of folks from the business world. I've done deals with them. They've made me money. I've made them money. I think they'll take my calls. Guess what? He was right. Donald Trump, despite what people have said about him, Donald Trump is very much the anti-war president. This is a guy who has no interest in war. He'll be part of it if necessary, but he has no interest in starting wars. He has no interest in continuing wars. His interest is bringing peace to the world. And I don't give a damn how you want to paint him politically because you just don't like him. That's your problem. But it would be remiss of me not to acknowledge this is the guy who's actually stopping wars. Stopping wars.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I just think it's an amazing situation. All right, a couple of things I want to remind you. We got our buddy Brian Maloney, the media equalizer. He's going to be here at 3:35. Looking forward to chatting with him. I want to get his sense. Certainly this government shutdown, and we cannot ignore the fact that in Northern Virginia, people are dealing with it, and they're dealing with it in very real ways, and leading into an election, man, it's going to impact some votes. Same thing like out in Newport News, Norfolk area, where you've got folks who are defense contract related. They, too, are feeling this. So that's probably going to impact their vote. But we'll let Maloney analyze that. Tonight, of course, we've got live coverage of what is looking to be the only debate between Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears and former Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger. It's 1 hour. And here's the way that this is going to work. I will be doing this here little show, as I do each and every day, right? We'll do that till 6 o'clock. Now, 6 o'clock rolls around. Rich Herrera, who hosts Richmond's Morning News, my friend Rich is going to join me on the air. Charles Pyle, our esteemed news director, is going to join me on the air. And then the three of us are going to spend an hour, 6 to 7, kind of pre-gaming the debate. All right? Of the three of us, Charles has observed and reported on more Virginia-based debates than either myself or Rich. So I really will sit here and listen to the things that Charles has to say. I want his insight. I want his observation. We're in three very different situations when you think about it. Charles, local guys cover the stuff forever. Local guy for me, 13 years, almost 14 years, right? And Rich, relatively new, under a year. So we've got three very different, very unique perspectives on this. Each of them is going to be important. So I want to make sure you're listening starting at 6 for this special extended coverage. And then from 7 till 8, of course, we will have the actual debate. Oh, my buddy Dave Saunders is dropping by today as well, 4:35. We got some great news from Dave, and we got to help him celebrate. It is the 90th anniversary of the Texas Inn. Yep. Oh, yeah. They got all sorts of specials going on as we speak. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.